Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered if the extraordinary power Jesus wielded can be experienced by everyday believers? Rooted in teachings and promises of the Bible, it is seen that followers of Christ are not only called to emulate his moral and ethical teachings, but to also participate in the miraculous and supernatural dimensions of his ministry. From healing the sick and casting out demons to performing signs and wonders, the New Testament provides numerous accounts of Jesus' miraculous works and extends the promise of these capabilities to his disciples and, by extension, to all believers. Faith in Jesus can open a door to a life filled with the supernatural. In today's message titled Experiencing and Operating in the Supernatural, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites believers to explore and embrace the extraordinary aspects of their spiritual journey. Let's join in.
The Bible says that you, dear children, you are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his spirit. In this world, we are like Jesus. That's what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The New King James says, as he is in heaven, so are we in this world. My friend, you can experience and operate in the supernatural because you are like Jesus in this world. That's what the Bible is saying. It's not from me. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Again, we are his ambassadors representing him in this world. So yes, we can operate in the supernatural, my friend. We can experience the supernatural and we can operate in it. God wants to work through you and me, but the workers are few. That's what the Bible records. Christ is our model. He came teaching, preaching, and healing. If you read the Gospels, you will see that. And he is saying that we are his workmanship. We are his ambassadors. We represent him. We are like Jesus in this world. As he is in heaven, so are we in this world. So he is our role model. He came teaching, preaching, and healing. We must do the same. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, and healing every disease and sicknesses. But when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without shepherds. They were helpless. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers or the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. My friend, the field is already white and ready to be harvested. We need to go into the vineyard of the great harvest and harvest souls. Souls that are perishing. God has given us a spirit, and that spirit gives us power to witness for him. And that's what we got to do. We are here on this earth to represent him, to operate in the supernatural, to experience the supernatural and operate in it. Hallelujah. So he says in Mark chapter 16 verse 15 that, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You see, recognizing that this is our mission is so important, because when you realize that there is a call on your life for such a time as this, then whether you know 1,000 things about God or you know just one thing about God, my friend, can you share that one thing that you know? Can you share that? Share that with somebody. Yes, we need to study and approve ourselves. We need to improve our knowledge, increase our knowledge. But that one thing that you know right now, you can share it with somebody. This is why in verse 17 of Mark chapter 16, it says, "And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them." What an incredible statement. And he goes on to say that they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. You can operate in the supernatural, my friend. You can experience it and you can operate in it. So he's saying, in my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. The name of Jesus gives us the victory over the forces of Satan, my friend. Perhaps you feel like, oh, you are under the oppression of Satan. The Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. It's recorded in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that many believers know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. So we have physical healing. We have healing from oppression. We have the name of Jesus. We have the power of Jesus. We have the life of Jesus, the character of Jesus, the nature of Jesus. His heart is to set you free. His heart is to lift you up. I want to tell you that you can experience the supernatural and also operate in the supernatural. He says in that scripture I just read that they will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. They will cast out demons. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above any name. It's above any sickness. It's above any satanic action. It's above any problem that you are facing. It's above any awkward situation that you find yourself in. The name of Jesus is the answer, and he has given us that name. My friend, we are well equipped, and we can operate in the supernatural. So let me assure you that if you are a believer in Christ, then you can experience the supernatural and operate in it as well. Therefore, if you are involved in something that you feel there is a spiritual reason that you are going through and that there are demonic forces at work, if you are convinced that that's what you are going through, then I want to assure you that they are afraid of you if you know who you are in Christ. Because he who is in you is greater than Satan and the forces of evil out there. If we submit to God, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's just roaring like a lion, and he's looking for someone to devour. It's not everybody that he can devour. He's just looking for people who do not know who they are. Bible says, resist him, standing firm in the faith. Resist him by standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. That's what the Bible is saying. My friend, you can resist him. You have the supernatural power of Jesus Christ to resist the devil. But unfortunately, many Christians, when they hear the name of the devil, they are running away. No, he's under your feet. You can resist him and he will flee. That's what the Bible is saying. He said, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We got power because 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says that he who is in you is greater than the one out there, is greater than Satan and his demonic activities, is greater than all the evil forces of hell. God has given us his spirit, and God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He is the greatest power ever. His spirit lives in us. He says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then he can quicken your mortal body, my friend. You have power within you that can resist the enemy. Whatever he brings up to you, you can stop him today. That's what the Bible says. That's why I'm telling you that if you are a believer, you can operate in the supernatural. If you are not a believer, you can experience the supernatural right now by receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. He will give you his spirit and you can start operating in the supernatural. Hallelujah. So my friend, let me ask you a question. How much more demonic manifestation or forces or spirits of infirmity or whatever it is that you think is on your case? That's the question. You have the name of Jesus, which is above every name. There is no reason for demonic activity in your life or in your house or in your family. You have the name of Jesus. You have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. You are so equipped, my friend, to operate in the supernatural and win in life. Victory is yours. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. We have an unfair advantage over the unbeliever and over the devil. He's defeated. We have an unfair advantage. We have favor with God, and we have Jesus' name that is above every name. Hallelujah. So my next question is, do you have a revelation of his name? Do you understand the power of the name of Jesus? Do you understand redemption, that what Jesus went through was so that you could reign in life, you could have victory in life, you could overcome the world? Bible says, for if by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gifts of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? This is recorded in Romans chapter 5 verse 17. My friend, you are a victor, not a victim. If God is on your side, who can be against you? In all this, we are more than conquerors because we reign in life. Victory is ours. Notice that you can reign in life in that scripture I just read. You may be going through some battles. Yes, I know some battles take time. I understand that. Some things are instant, but some other things take a little bit more time. But if you will be persistent and if you will continue to apply the power of the name of Jesus, if you will continue to persevere, to hold on, then you would reign in life. Victory will be yours. It says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 that by faith and patience we inherit the promises. So the Bible says it this way: we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. What an incredible scripture. Continue to persist. Do not give up. Hold on to it. Take to the promises. And I tell you, victory is yours. You can operate in the supernatural, my friend. You can experience the supernatural. Perseverance, hanging on, and continuing to believe in the goodness of God and in the name of Jesus, trusting in him, would surely make you win. You are a winner, not a loser. You are a victor, not a victim, my friend. You are the head, not the tail. You will win if you are convinced. You will win if you hold on to your faith. But if you are not sure, if you are doubting, if you are wavering back and forth, well, then I cannot help you. But if you are going to win, if you are trusting in that name that is above every name, and you are persevering and sticking with it, and you don't give up, then in due season you shall reap if you do not grow weary. So Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we would reap a harvest if we do not give up. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will heal the sick. So the name of Jesus enables us to experience and operate in the supernatural and gives us the victory over the forces of Satan. So my friend, if you are born again Christian, know what you have. Know what you can do. Just operate in faith. And I tell you, God's power will work through you. And if you are hearing me and you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do so. So you can then experience the supernatural and win in life. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.